This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. It's 2 days in a row, Seth. I got it right.
You're batting 1,000 since the official work week began.
Thank you.
After we celebrated, listen, Sean and I got drunk early on President's Day. That's our tradition. We drink whiskey and all the other stuff that the brandy, the things that the forefathers drank.
Seth dresses up like Lincoln. I dress up like Washington, and we just cheers the whole show.
Yeah,
that's what
and we
do.
Don't lie.
No,
we never tell a lie.
That's right. And then we chop down a cherry tree out behind the building just as a ceremony. Yes,
and then we confess to it. It's like a ceremonial. It's kind of
every
like
year.
It's kind of like taking communion. Drink the blood. Blood and eat the body.
Yeah.
We chop down a cherry tree and then we confess to each other that we chopped down
a cherry tree. That's right. You know, WIP has the Wing Bowl. 610 has the Payne and Pendergast President's Day Palooza. That's what it is.
Unlike George Washington, we don't have an enslaved person that can do it for us.
Do it ourselves.
What an honorable young man. Mm.
Indeed. How you feeling today, man? It's Casario
I feel good.
Day today. Casario.
I'm excited.
Day.
I'm excited to talk to Nick Casario.
Yep.
I'm excited about spring training.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Hope springs anew.
Yes.
In Houston sports, it does.
Yeah, man. I'm getting excited for our trip to Florida. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors right off the top here on the show. Getting very excited for that.
I'm excited about? We need to look into this morning.
Okay.
By that, I mean I got to text Spillane and ask whether any of the games we're going to are going to have the automated strike.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're experimenting with it this year.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that they start using it in MLB in 2026.
Are you pro electronic strike zone or are you anti electronic strike
zone?
You know
what? With this particular Astros team, I'm pro.
Yeah.
Because Paredes has outstanding plate discipline. That's one thing that you get with him that's similar to Bregman. He's got a very good eye. But because of that, he was hosed more than any other Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, he's trusting humans. He can't do that.
He's had strikes called on balls more than any other player in baseball because he has because just like Bregman, he's got a better eye than the actual umpires.
Yeah.
So that's something that be prepared to get angry about it this season.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2026, we might have a respite from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part, Chandler Rome had a good piece in The Athletic yesterday about this, was, you know, Yiner Diaz. Not so great at pitch framing. And he is on the top half of the plate. The bottom of that half of the plate, he's horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a moot point in 2026 if you have the automated strike zone because you can't play your little psychological games with the umpire about making a ball look like a strike.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how to feel. I guess now that we have a catcher who's not that good at it, I'm like, yay, automatic strike zone. I kind of like the gamesmanship of the framing, though, you know?
I like it, too. I just, we're in this environment where, damn, you can't watch a sporting event without it hatching three conspiracy theories about the officiating. I'm over it. I'm like, all right, yes, let's just blame the computers henceforth.
Yes.
Please get me to a point where I can blame machines instead of vast networks of people who are trying to kill the sport or whatever the conspiracy theory is.
I didn't think about that. I've not thought about that, about what I'm about to say here until just now. When you bring up Yiner and kind of how mediocre he may be or below average at framing pitches, I guess we can put to bed the Yiner to first base rhetoric with the signing of Christian Walker. That was a big thing last year. Remember that? When first base was so bad, it was like, well, you know, just next year, you know, get rid of Singleton and Abreu's gone. Just move Yiner over there and let Victor Caratini be the everyday catcher and go find another backup catcher. Signing Christian Walker, I guess, kind of puts that to bed. Yiner's going to be your catcher moving forward.
And there, he did a lot of things really well for a young catcher last year. It was really just the pitch framing that was the biggest issue. And, given the way Espada talked about it, or has talked about Yiner, they're full bore into developing him. And he's done some things really well. It's the pitch framing, which might not even be a factor from 2026 onwards.
I like that he's playing catcher, if for no other reason. Like, that's a... And offensively, that's a big advantage over most teams in MLB. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's so good offensively, and most teams don't have a catcher that's in that realm offensively. So if he can just be – he can be average defensively, and he's got a good arm. You know, he throws out runners, things like that. I'm totally cool. I mean, Yiner gets kind of lost in the wash a little bit with this team because, you know, Jordan is the game wrecker. Altuve's the face of the team. You've got, you know, then you start talking about the pitching and whatnot. Like, Yiner, you know, MLB.com did their rankings of the top 10 guys at each position. You know, Jordan was the best left fielder in baseball, even though he's going to be a DH mostly this year. You know, Altuve's among the tops in second baseman, even though he's going to play left field a lot this year. Yiner was sixth, I believe, in Major League Baseball in their rankings for catchers. I mean, that was a great James Click deal, man.
He had a 766 OPS last year. I mean, he's the...
Hits for power.
Yeah. I mean, he's really developing into... And I think maybe because it's happening slowly or because they had to use him more creatively last year. And because he's young and you're... there's a lot to be really positive about with Yiner. We probably should have included him in one of our biggest X factors on the team last year.
Yeah, for sure.
For this season.
Do you believe that the Astros had a... C off season as far as grades go, like a report card grade C. That's what the Athletic gave them yesterday.
It's hard not to agree with that. As you know, one of our listeners yesterday pointed out, when we were trying to talk about, okay, can the Astros be as good this year, about the same caliber of team as they were last year? Yeah. And you were making an argument that they could. The listener was saying, like, look, just look at it as the basically what it is, which is in terms of off season moves. You added Christian Walker, you added Paredes, and you added Wisniewski, and you lost Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman, and Ryan Presley, who's because of his sum total of work, is up there, but I think he's declining. That part of it, that would be a C. I think in terms of judging this team, though, what you kept bringing up, which is the very, very valid, is that last year it was just horrendous health and early performance out of the pitchers that I don't think you can't reasonably expect that the Astros are going to be that bad early in the season.
It was so bad. Now, I will say this, in this report card by The Athletic, and the first thing I noticed, Seth, is The Athletic uses those graphics that you like so much that you can easily do the pull-down menu on and stuff like that in this piece.
Very user-friendly.
I'm like, ooh, it's a Seth graphic. The one name that got mixed in here that does get kind of lost in things a little bit, I think just because psychologically you don't view him as a real true Astros piece last year. He was a pickup during the season. They do bring up that Yusei Kikuchi is not part of this team anymore. He was a huge part of their resurgence in the second half of the season, whatever they were in, like 9-1 in his 10 starts. So that's one that for me... Is that, you know, I think of Verlander leaving, and I don't think that, you know, you didn't get much out of Verlander last year, so that doesn't really move the needle for me. They say this: trading away Kyle Tucker and Ryan Presley and losing Alex Bregman, Yusei Kikuchi, and Justin Verlander to free agency is an awful lot of big name ring wearing talent departing in one offseason, even if the Astros got a quality return. and signed Christian Walker in free agency. I had admittedly forgotten, like, oh yeah, that's right, Kikuchi was really good. They're gonna have to find that from somebody this year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I treat Kikuchi psychologically the way some women do their body count. That I just kind of no, he doesn't count. That was it was very brief. That was like
just a notch. He's a notch on your bedpost.
No, not even that. Like no, it doesn't even count. I know psychologically it's gone. It was just a brief encounter that was a good time, but it says nothing about me as a person or about my character.
Yeah,
okay?
but what if say. In that brief encounter, she gave you enough money to where you had your best income in several years. You know, like
yeah.
It's Kikuchi was he was kind of important. I like that. I got to get on your level when it comes to that. Just ignoring you say Kikuchi. So a C, I think a C is a little low. I don't think their offseason was that bad. They Christian Walker's a good signing. You know, Paredes. I think that one of the X factors would be Wisniewski and what they get out of him in that. Like if Wisniewski can be an average MLB starter for them, and Paredes is just Paredes, then you got Cam Smith kind of sitting on the back burner, you know?
This is what The Athletic is doing, too, when they give him a C. It's that you don't usually get credit for undoing your own mistakes. Yeah. So, hey, the payroll is down $25 million from last season.
Yeah.
Cool. Why was it so high? No, don't ask any more questions about that. Yeah. So, like, that's the final sentence is probably the most accurate. It says Houston might be stuck between the present and the future.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think stuck, I would say positioned. Stuck would imply that there's no opportunity for growth. Whereas I think the addition of Cam Smith is who they left out. I think Cam Smith is somebody to get excited about. And they're transitioning. They're right at that pivot point where the trading away of Kyle Tucker was a very clear indicator that, yes, wherever we are, whether you want to call it a reset or whatever, they're certainly not tanking, but they've got an eye much more on the long-term future now than they did last year.
No, I'm optimistic about the future from the standpoint of Abreu and Montero are off the books after this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically picking up 30, you know, essentially like the equivalent of like 30 million in, I'll call it cap space, or just, you know, it's you know, the level below the luxury tax. Those guys come off the books. You know, it remains to be seen if you sign Framber Valdez to an extension. I would recommend using some of that money for Framber, you know?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the irony of people will complain that Jim Crane is a cheap owner, despite having one of the highest payrolls amongst the non-huge revenue teams every year. But that also, let's always remember that when Jim Crane was in control of the checkbook, he spent like a drunken sailor.
Right.
Like Jim Crane isn't cheap. If anything, I think that Jim Crane might be good at hiring people that harness in Jim Crane's tendencies or desire to spend.
Might have needed some checks and balances, man.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Well, it's like Belichick without Casario.
That's right. That's right.
He got rid of Casario, and all of a sudden he's spending like a drunken sailor.
Yes. Yeah. We got to ask Nick. Hey, were you texting Jim Crane? What the hell were you doing with the signing of Abreu and Montero back a couple years ago? So Nick's going to join us on the show today at 7:30. Texans general manager Nick Casario. We've got a lot to get into with him. Text in 713-572-4610. That's the Jim Adler. The Texas Hammer text line. Hey, quick reminder as well that we've got our contest going on for another few days. Listen for an hour each day to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app, and you're going to be entered into the Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. The winner is headed to Circa in Vegas. Amazing sports book, amazing stadium swim experience. You can watch the games in the pool on huge movie screens out there. It's really cool. It's going to be during the College Basketball Championship Tournament. You get an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're there. It's great. Download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. All right, we got into the Astros. We got to check in on the Bregman and Rafael Devers drama in Boston. It did not get amped down yesterday at all. In fact, one of Bregman's new teammates may have thrown some gas on the fire. So we'll have that for you and a whole lot more. Nick Casario at 7:30 on the show today. That's all coming up here on Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.